Chapter 3. Expect dramatic results. There is no way to understand the world without first detecting it through the radar of our senses. Diane Ackerman. Hank Aaron, power hitter for the Atlanta Braves, came to bat against the New York Yankees. Behind the plate, catching, was Yankee great Yogi Berra. As Hank stepped into the batter's box, Yogi decided to confuse Hank by attempting to distract him from the ball. He wanted to get Hank's eye off the ball by messing with his head. Yogi said, "Hank, you're holding the bat wrong. You're supposed to be able to read the trademark on the bat. Can you read it, Hank? You've got the bat backwards. That's why you can't read it." On the very next pitch, Hank drove the ball into the left field seats for a home run, and he began circling the bases. Yogi was left standing at home plate with mask in one hand, glove in the other, looking dejected. As Hank rounded the bases and crossed home plate, he looked at Yogi and said, "Hey, Yogi, I didn't come here to read." Hank Aaron was a great hitter because he understood his objective as a batter. He knew why he was in the batter's box, and he knew what he was there to accomplish. He didn't come to the batter's box to read. He didn't come to talk. He came there to hit the ball, cross home plate, and score runs. That was his objective, and he stayed focused on it. Great Bible teachers, they know their objectives. In my research, I have found that great Bible teachers are like Hank Aaron. When they step into the teacher's box, they know why they are there and what they are supposed to accomplish. They are not there just to be heard. They are not there just to impart information. They are there to produce doers of the word. That is the objective given to them by God, and they stay focused on it. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says James, James 1:22. In the mind of a great Bible teacher, crossing home plate happens only when the audience does what has been taught. Realizing the objective,